Hi there, Lewis Foster here at Manx Radio. Thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Public Health Isle of Man says flu-like illnesses are increasing in the community. The body's latest weekly surveillance report has highlighted a rise in cases based on GP consultations. Yesterday, Manx Care introduced mask wearing in healthcare settings in a bid to reduce the spread of infection. The advice is to get a flu vaccine if you're eligible. I've been speaking to Dr. Ross Keat, a consultant with Public Health.
So my name's Ross Keat and I'm the Deputy Director of Public Health in the Cabinet Office.
Now we're talking on the 16th of December. There's been a lot of talk about flu and other respiratory illnesses going around recently. And just first of all, what can you tell us about the latest surveillance report that you've undertaken?
So we run weekly surveillance reports, and the most recent report shows that flu-like illness is increasing in the community, and that's based on GP consultations. You might also have heard that there's been a bit of a mandate for masks and other protection measures in hospitals, and that advice is coming from Manx Care, and that is their advice for people accessing healthcare and care settings. I would, you know, like to take this opportunity just to reiterate that the best thing that people in the community can do to avoid illness and hospitalisation is to get vaccinated if you're eligible.
So in terms of the numbers from that surveillance report, how are we comparing to, say, the UK at the moment, where we've heard a lot of issues in England?
So our surveillance report is broadly in line with England. We're not necessarily an outlier, but there is a large amount of respiratory illness circulating in the community. Because of the way that the surveillance report works, it doesn't tell us specifically if the reason that people are attending the GP is because of flu, because the amount of time that it would take to do a test and then for that test to return a positive flu result can take a number of days. So what we go off is the fact that people are attending the GP with flu-like illness or a viral-like illness, and our rates are comparable to England in that regard.
And it's a timely reminder, isn't it? Because we're only just over a week or so away from Christmas. There's going to be a lot of mingling and public occasions on the Isle of Man. So what can people do just ahead of that to give themselves the best protection?
So, as I say, if you're eligible for the flu vaccine, the best thing to do to reduce your risk of transmitting the flu or becoming infected with the flu is to go and get your free flu vaccine. However, obviously, there are groups of people who won't be included in that cohort. So I would always stress the importance of practicing good respiratory etiquette. So if you have a tissue, catch the sneeze in your tissue and then throwing the tissue away. Or if that's not available to you, cough or sneeze into the crook of your arm. Also being aware of people who are unwell at the moment and avoiding close contact with those individuals. And if you feel unwell yourself, to stay at home in order to reduce the spread of illness. If you do become ill and you're in a cohort of people who might be at increased risk, so because of other comorbidities that you might have, seeking medical advice early is the best way to make sure that you have the best possible outcome.
And this is all about avoiding hospitalisation, of course. What are the concerns, I suppose, into the winter months ahead? How bad could it get if we're not too careful?
Well, of course, we have one hospital on the island, and if there were to be a large number of individuals with very severe flu-like illness, that can create pressures and strains on the healthcare service. Manx Care are responsible for what happens within that space, but I'm aware that they have suggested vaccination of staff for those who work in frontline services, and that's available for all frontline Manx Care staff if they would like to have it. They're also implementing enhanced cleaning and infection prevention measures, and they've also suggested the use of masks and protective equipment where appropriate in the hospital, and that will include visitors. Also, people who would like to see people in hospital are being advised to delay visits until they're not unwell in order to try and reduce the spread of flu-like illness and indeed influenza, and therefore reduce the potential for strain on the hospital.
And some people who perhaps haven't been as fortunate this time and have got the flu already, how can they look after themselves?
So most people do recover from the flu at home, but if you develop flu-like symptoms, rest and stay very well hydrated. A lot of people will end up with a fever, so very high temperature. So paracetamol and ibuprofen can be taken at the same time, cycled one after the other within their recommended doses, and they can reduce fever and muscle aches that people have with the flu. Staying at home, avoiding contact with others until you feel better, and seeking medical advice urgently if your symptoms worsen or if breathing becomes difficult. In terms of the headline message here, I would say that you should stay at home until you feel well enough to resume your normal activities. And your fever, so if you've got a high temperature, you haven't had the fever for more than 24 hours without the use of fever-reducing medicine, so that's paracetamol. For most people with the flu or upper respiratory tract infections, most people are infectious for the first 3 to 5 days, but children can remain infectious for a little bit longer. And as always, I'd say that if you are concerned or you feel like you're deteriorating or you'd like some advice, reach out to your local GP, pharmacist or healthcare provider, and they should be able to offer you some reassurance.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.